for Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last. Order now at acegutters.com.au. Drive on SEN.
Driving you home, Ben Dixon and Cam Luke. The speckled text machine's being a little mischievous. But a couple of people suggesting around the 420 number, so we might revisit that after the news in around 15 minutes' time. But Dicko and I, clearly a long way from, well, what the younger generation might know, I suppose. But we'll get to that shortly. Right now, though, let's get to someone a hell of a lot better than both of us when it comes to most pursuits, and that's Molly Strano from the Melbourne Renegades. Huge final this week, and today only, it is a Melbourne Renegades membership day. You can score a Flexi membership for $66. That's six tickets for $66. Call 1-300-RENEGADES to secure now. And, of course, they take on the Brisbane Heat in a semi at Ellen Border Field on Saturday. Molly, after a huge year for the Renegades, congratulations and welcome back to SEN.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, exciting times. Anytime finals in any sport is on the horizon, it always means a lot more and no doubt looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, everyone's super excited around our camp. We had our last training session in Melbourne this morning and everyone's up and about and pretty excited. So, yeah, we fly out tomorrow and everyone's pretty pumped.
We spoke a little bit about the Women's Big Bash and the league and how great it has been. But with that T20 World Cup in our backyard early next year, have you noticed a little bit of a difference, intensity or feeling around the competition as the places and the spots are up for grabs?
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. There's a lot of talk about the T20 World Cup coming up, so that's got everyone pretty excited. And it's been cool with the Big Bash happening right now to see some other big international names from other countries do really well in Australian conditions, which, you know, would hold them in good stead as well for their respective countries come, I think it's March next year.
Well, give us a little insight into, the 20 wickets you've taken, but coming up against the Heat, what sort of homework do you do on each player and obviously the strategy and stuff you go around with that?
Oh, yeah, with the strategy side of things and watching vision and all that sort of stuff, that's sort of become a big part of our game now to, you know, try to work out some plans to, you know, nullify their batters and then vice versa with our bowlers where we can bowl to them to you know, restrict them and their, our batters, how we can sort of capitalise on their bowling attack as well. So there is a lot of research that's done nowadays and it's a part of the game now.
And you lose Danny White back to England. That must hurt you a little bit in terms of your team and structure.
Yeah, massively. Danny's been huge for us at the top of the order. I think she scored almost 500 runs this season for us, so that's a fantastic season from Danny. And yeah, we're going to miss her immensely, but hopefully we can have some other people that can do the run scoring come Saturday. We've got some people that are more than capable to score some big scores at this level. So yeah, as I said, we're all excited. There's some opportunities that are going to arise for different players that probably haven't had as much of an opportunity in the round matches.
Just on Danny, is she going back? Is she being called back because England are playing internationals?
Yeah, all of the England girls from all the respective teams have been called into camp. They're in Kuala Lumpur at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're about to play Pakistan in a series. So yeah, not ideal timing for us considering we had two English women in our side. But
yeah.
As I said, that gives great opportunity to other players who, you know, probably haven't had the opportunities that they've wanted over the round matches, but they get this awesome opportunity now to come into the side and come in straight for a final.
And you mentioned opportunity. Anna Lanning came in a couple of games ago and looked pretty good.
Oh, yeah. On debut, she scored 70-odd and was immaculate. Some of her ball striking was phenomenal to watch. And I was really pumped for her because I played all my junior cricket with Anna and we're friends from a very long way back. So it was good to see her go really well on the big stage.
Well, Molly Strano joins us from the Melbourne Renegades to take on the Brisbane Heat in a semi-final on Saturday and then the final on Sunday. And they will be there. I'm fairly confident, Dicko, they'll be able to get the job done. Do you talk about last year's semi-final at all, Molly? Has that come up?
We don't talk about it too much, but it seems to come up in a lot of the promos and whatnot, and it's still hard to watch, to be honest. It was quite a heartbreaking day for us last year, but yeah, hopefully we can only learn from that and hopefully go, you know, a couple better this year.
I'll apologise on behalf of all media with promotion and all the rest of it for what's going to be a huge weekend, but it was such a freaky situation. It's almost too hard to ignore when it comes to that thing. So that's why we use it. So we apologise, but you can just right the wrong this weekend when you win that semi in the final on Sunday.
Yeah, I say, yeah, no worries.
Hey, Molly, just quickly, I love my cricket, grew up playing cricket before obviously switching to football, and I was opening bowler, opening bat. Cam, I won't go through my stats.
It shouldn't take long if you want to.
What's your favourite delivery?
The girls give me a bit of grief because they tell me that I bowl straight breaks when in the player manual it actually says I bowl right arm off spin, but really they're right arm straight breaks. So my favourite ball is just one that flies onto the stumps and people place a spin and I just end up hitting them on the front pad.
Well, you've had an amazing tournament, 20 wickets, which is the highest in the Women's Big Bash. Did you feel going in you're going to find form? You obviously got a fair bit of confidence about the way you were going, but do you feel going into the tournament that you're ready for a big one?
Well, it's really hard with T20. It's such a fickle sport. My first delivery of this campaign actually went for six, and I go, if I keep this up, my economy rate's going to be 36, and I'm not going to stay in the team for very long here. So I had a bit of a rough start to the Big Bash, and I've slowly started to get better towards the back end. But yeah, it's a bit of a roller coaster. One game you can go all right and take a few wickets, and then the very next day you can have a bit of a blowout and go the journey. So yeah, you've got to have pretty thick skin in T20 cricket nowadays.
Hey, Brisbane got the job done last year. They're extremely good. Where do you have to who do you have to stifle or slow down to make sure that it's to your advantage come the end of the 40 overs?
Oh, they've got some key batters, but Beth Mooney stands out for mine. She opens the batting for us and she's on route to have a 700-run season, so she's in very, very good nick. And she's, as I said, done the bulk of their run scoring for them this year. So hopefully she doesn't have a day out on Saturday, and hopefully we can sort of nullify her effect.
Hey, Molly, just away from the cricket pitch and from the practice facilities, what do you do with yourself? How do you, not kill time, but how do you take your mind away from the sport? Which you have to find that right balance at times.
Yeah, I work casually for the ACA, so the Cricketers Association. Mm-hmm. Which is really good for me. It's a little outlet from outside the hustle and bustle of the Junction Oval. So, yeah, I'm really lucky to be able to have a little casual gig there and as I said, have a network of people outside my immediate cricket bubble at Cricket Victoria.
And Sophie Molyneux is taking a little bit of time away from the game. Molly, have you had a chance to chat to her and obviously catch up with her recently?
Yeah, so it's one of my very best mates. So it's been sad not to play with her over the last sort of couple of weeks. But she was down at training today, and that's the first time the girls have seen her for a little while. So everyone was super excited, and yeah, she seems like she's in a really good place. So which is really heartwarming to see.
Molly, we appreciate you jumping online and have a quick chat to us. When did you say you fly tomorrow?
Yep.
All right, can't wait for it. It's going to be a huge weekend. Semi-final, Allan Border Field against Brisbane. Hey, good luck to yourself and the Renegades. Good luck. We're gonna. Dicko and I are fairly confident you'll be there on Sunday as well. Good luck for the final as well. And we'll catch up with you when you win the Women's Big Bash, hopefully next week.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Molly Strano, there you go. Melbourne Renegade superstar leads the Women's Big Bash in wickets at 20 over the course of the tournament. And I think that any time in our own backyard, you've got a T20 tournament, World Cup in March, I think it adds to the excitement, not just for the players, Dicko, but for sports fans and media like you and I are. And how cool it's going to be next year.
It's going to be unbelievable. And you love your cricket. I love my cricket. So one thing we always get, we're going to get some competitive games. And I'm actually really looking forward to this game on Saturday. So I'm looking for about a 6-wicket haul here
there
after chatting with us. What number does she wear?
We need to find that out. 9 for 2 at the Parkview Hotel up for grabs. Still a copy of Dustin's Martin book to give away. That's been a tradie hour. All thanks to Tuscan Path. New range of porcelain and natural pavers available at Bunnings. Ben Dixon, Cam Luke, we're driving you home on SEN.